don't know, Emery. What do you want? Let's tell me.
Well, I'm trying to get you to say scarce.
Oh, scarce? Okay, scarce.
Would you ever use that term?
Yes, I do. I just didn't think of it.
Yeah, what relation, what would you use the term scarce in?
Well, you could use it in the way of horny toads. I wouldn't use it if it was some opposite of full.
Oh, okay. Right, but something that's that scarce.
You don't have many of.
Okay, don't have many of. Okay. And you travel a distance of many
miles.
Uh-huh. And oh, you're right about Baton Rouge, by the way.
No, good.
Okay. I think that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Oh, terms of the body. Here we go. This is called the
hair.
And these are the
ears.
And a man has a
jaw or whiskers.
Yeah, or a
goatee.
Yeah, nowadays, yeah. But if it's a whole long
beard.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, this is a goatee. Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
A beard is long.
Oh, like, yeah, like ZZ Top.
Goatees used to come to a point.
Okay.
I don't know what they do now.
They do call, they don't come to a point now, but they do call that muzzle kind of thing.
A goatee?
A goatee, yeah.
Yeah.
I say so, too. And one of these is a
tooth.
And all of them are
teeth.
And this is the
throat.
And or the not just the throat, not the insides, but the
neck.
Uh-huh. And these are the
knees.
No, the whole
legs.
Yeah. And this is a
foot.
And both of them are
feet.
And this is the
stomach.
Do you have other words for that?
No, I don't usually call it anything else.
Okay.
I know they do call it a belly, but I never have.
Okay.
Oh. Call it a tummy. Lots of times.
Okay, I think that's it.
Okay.